Hi, welcome back to 5 Minutes. I'm Barbara Walters, and today we will be speaking with Dexter Wyatt from Gojo Industries. As some of our listeners are well aware, Gojo is most famous for developing the hand sanitizer, Purell, which has revolutionized the way organizations, especially hospitals, approach sterilization and sanitization. Thanks to strong-willed determination, Mr. Wyatt and the leadership at Gojo has succeeded in making Purell a household name and a revenue boom for the company. Please tell us your success story, Mr. Wyatt.
Thanks for having me on, Barbara. It's a pleasure to be here. Gojo Industries was formed in 1946 by Goldie and Jerry Lipman. They invented a product that was predominantly used by factory workers to clean grease off of skin and surfaces. And Gojo became a moderately successful company for the next 40 or so years until it developed Purell. Purell was developed in 1989, and it initially turned out to be a flop. Part of the reason it turned out to be a flop because people thought that only soap and water was effective at killing germs and bacteria. Gojo continued to support Purell, even though they ran at a loss. But we didn't have to worry about scaring off investors because it was a family-owned business. Finally, a CDC study showed that Purell was more effective than washing your hands with soap and water at killing bacteria and removing germs from surfaces. And Purell turned out to have a revenue of about $286 million, which is significant, and it would not have happened had Purell not been a family-owned business.
Okay, knowing that Purell is so successful as a brand and, you know, keeping the health of so many people worldwide in check, what do you find is the biggest challenge you face in terms of the production of the product?
Production-wise, because the main ingredient in Purell hand sanitizer is alcohol, it is really difficult to keep a constant ratio of alcohol to other ingredients and prevent the alcohol from drying the customer's hands. Obviously, the last thing we want is dissatisfied customers, and giving them dry skin is another problem for them to worry about. So we worked hard on rectifying that problem.
So how do you go about dealing with this production factor that is considered to be something that provides a sense of concern as a company on the big scale?
Well, it's really simple, to be quite honest. Everyone has known for a long time that alcohol is effective at killing germs. However, alcohol has a tremendous drying effect on the skin. In order to counteract this drying effect, researchers in our labs have found that if you mix the alcohol with other ingredients, such as tocopherol acetate and glycerin, it will counteract the drying effect that the alcohol has. This way, we could maintain the germ-killing power of Purell while also preventing people from having dry hands.
Mr. Wires, tell me more about some chemical tests that happen in the Purell labs to ensure the best quality.
Well, as some of the audience may know, testing is an important part of the product's life cycle. This is especially important for a product that claims to be a disinfectant. We have to ensure that our claims are rigorously tested. Failing to do so would be detrimental to Gojo Industries, and it could lead us to potential lawsuits. So everything has to be done with the strictest of possible standards. Our production and lab environments are independently audited to ensure that they are free of contaminants. We have tested Purell by introducing various strains of common fungi and non-spore-forming bacteria to measure the success rate. These tests are first done on surfaces and then on human skins. Also, our test results are validated by the CDC in Atlanta, Georgia.
Mr. Wyatt, the big claim of Purell hand sanitizer that kills 99.99% of illness-related germs is quite a claim. What do you think, how, or on what basis is this claimed? Take us behind the chemistry of the product, if you will.
All right, well, for any hand sanitizer to be considered effective, it must contain at least 60% alcohol. Purell lists its alcohol level at 65%, meaning that it is effective at killing viruses, bacteria, and other microbes. Also, just because Purell meets the alcohol requirement doesn't mean it will likely kill the majority of germs on your skin. The product must be applied properly in order for it to work. This means that your hand has to be moist for at least 15 seconds as you rub them together. If they dry sooner, then you have to reapply and try again.
The main ingredient in Purell hand sanitizer is ethyl alcohol. Its chemical formula is C2H5OH. The physical and chemical property of it in regards to appearance, odor, and taste. At room temperature, ethyl alcohol is transparent, colorless liquid with a characteristic odor. When diluted, it is somewhat sweet, but concentrated as it has a strong burning taste. As for solubility, ethyl alcohol is very highly soluble in water and other water-soluble substances. However, it is not that soluble in fat-based substances. The density of ethyl alcohol at 20 degrees Celsius is 0.78 grams per milliliter. The pH is neutral, giving it obviously a pH of 7. The boiling point is 78.5 degrees Celsius. The melting point of ethyl alcohol is negative 114.1 degrees Celsius. In regards to the kind of molecule it is, ethyl alcohol is a polar molecule due to the hydroxide within its molecular entity along with the oxygen and its high electronegativity causing a hydrogen bond to take place among the molecule. It is a molecular due to its covalent bonds between the atoms. The main purpose of ethyl alcohol is basically because of its germ-killing agent, and because of this, it's used in a lot of hand sanitizing agents. According to the company, one of the major benefits of using ethyl alcohol over other germ-killing agents is that bacteria have been unable to create a resistance to ethyl alcohol. This means that regardless of how often you use the product, the bacteria continue to die upon every use. Hazards of the ingredient. Ethyl alcohol can be flammable, and when accidentally inhaled, it may cause headaches, coughing, and drowsiness. Using products with ethyl alcohol too much may also cause the skin to become chapped and dry. When accidental contact with the eyes, ethanol will initiate redness, pain, as well as stinging and burning sensation to the eyes. If ingested, the ingredient can cause initial drowsiness. Some yet-to-be-proven studies also claim that ethyl alcohol may also be a carcinogen. The second important ingredient is tocopherol acetate. The chemical formula is C31H52O3. Chemical and physical properties. In regards to appearance, odor, and taste, tocopherol acetate has a mild odor and taste. The appearance of the substance is more so thicker and gel-like and is more viscous than water. Tocopherol acetate is not soluble in water as it is a fat-based substance. However, it can be dissolved in lipid-based products. The density is 0.96 grams per milliliter at 20 degrees Celsius. The pH is acidic, having a pH of 4. The boiling point is 224 degrees Celsius. The melting point is negative 28 degrees Celsius. In terms for what kind of molecule it is, tocopherol acetate is a polar molecule because the molecular shape is symmetrical. The purpose of the ingredient is a variation of the fat-soluble vitamin E, and it's basically mostly used in skin products as due to its moisturizing and antioxidant-rich properties. Its moisturizing characteristic can add in counteracting the drying effect that ethyl alcohol can cause to one's skin. Some hazards of the ingredient is that generally tocopherol acetate is relatively on the safer side. Upon accidental exposure in the eyes, it can cause blurred vision, unfortunately. If ingested in large amounts, it can cause dizziness, fatigue, and even nausea. Tocopherol acetate is very flammable, therefore it must be dealt with utmost caution. The third ingredient is glycerin. The chemical formula for this is C3H8O3. The chemical and physical properties in regards to appearance, odor, and taste. So glycerin is a colorless, relatively clear fluid that is thicker and more viscous than water. Glycerin, although does not have a distinctive scent, it is a rather sweet tasting ingredient. In terms of solubility, glycerin is soluble in water and can eventually be mixed with other substances with changes in heat and other factors. Density of glycerin is 1.26 grams per milliliter. pH is, basically glycerin is a weak acid, therefore it has the pH level of about 6. Its boiling point is 290 degrees Celsius. Its melting point is 18 degrees Celsius. Glycerin is a polar molecule in which there are covalent bonds within the atoms of the molecule. The purpose of the ingredient is basically, glycerin is a commonly used ingredient in skin products. In the hand sanitizer, it's used for two things. Number one, as a skin moisturizer, and number two, it also helps spread Purell easily onto the skin. Some hazards of the ingredient are that although glycerin is safe for the skin when in contact with the eye, it can cause blurry and impaired vision. It's not flammable at normal levels, but it can be at 150 degrees Celsius and higher. And if ingested, glycerin can cause gastrointestinal irritation as well as respiratory tract irritation. The next ingredient is isopropyl alcohol. The chemical formula is C3H8O. The physical and chemical appearance in regards to appearance, odor, and taste is that isopropyl alcohol is a colorless liquid that has an odor similar to that of rubbing alcohol. Like all conventional alcohols, isopropyl alcohol is bitter to the taste. Solubility-wise, it is very soluble in water and other alcohol products. Density is 20 degrees Celsius, it is 0.789 grams per milliliter. pH is neutral, giving it a pH of 7. The boiling point is 82.4 degrees Celsius. The melting point is negative 89 degrees Celsius. In regards to what kind of molecule it is, it's a polar covalent molecule as it has carbon and other atoms of two or more elements, thus making it polar. Purpose of the ingredient is it is, like ethyl alcohol, a germ-killing agent, and the two alcohols work together to keep one's hands free of bacteria that cause sicknesses. Hazards of the ingredient, isopropyl alcohol can be rendered as flammable, and when accidentally inhaled, it may induce major fits of coughing, headaches, and even lightheadedness. Using products with isopropyl alcohol with a high concentration may also cause dry and irritated skin. When in accidental contact with the eyes, it can induce redness as well as burning sensation to the eyes. And if ingested, it can cause one to have major headaches and dizziness. Last but not least, we have propylene glycol. The chemical formula is C3H8O2. Physical and chemical properties in terms of appearance, odor, and taste. It is a colorless liquid with a slightly sweet taste and is more viscous than water. Solubility is that it is soluble in water-based substances, and it dissolves readily in alcohol as well. Its density at 25 degrees Celsius is 1.036 grams per milliliter. The pH can range from 6 to 8. The boiling point is 188.2 degrees Celsius. The melting point is negative 58 degrees Celsius. What kind of molecule it is? So basically, it is a polar covalent molecule due to the shape of its molecule. The purpose of the ingredient is that propylene glycol is a moisturizing agent that functions similar to glycerin. This ingredient retains moisture from the atmosphere and deposits it into the topmost layers of the skin, preventing it to keep it from drying out. Hazards of the ingredient. Prolonged or excessive usage of propylene glycol can cause irritations and rashes. If direct contact with the eyes, it can induce redness, itchiness, and possible conjunctivitis. With prolonged inhalation of the substance, one may obtain lung irritation, irritation in the throat and or mouth, as well as nausea and vomiting. It is also very flammable, thus it is noted as a potential fire hazard ingredient. Now that's all we have for the main five ingredients of the product, which is Purell hand sanitizer. All right, that's all. Thank you so much, Mr. Wyatt, for coming out here and answering all these questions.
Barbara, it has been my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, that's all for today, folks. Thank you for tuning in, and a special thanks for Mr. Wyatt for making the time to come here and enlighten us more about Purell hand sanitizer. For those of you interested in buying Purell hand sanitizer, you could visit www.purell.com, or you can check your local supermarket in the soap and detergent aisle for the hand sanitizer. Once again, thank you, and don't forget to tune in next time. Take care. Bye.